This is Juno Afternoon here on Monday, October 22nd, 2018. Scott Burton, your host. We're just past the bottom of the hour here on the show. Now, just over from rehearsal is Genevieve Carson. She is the choreographer here for the Princess Sophia Opera, and also Haley Duran, assistant to the choreographer. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So a lot of us know that the opera opens on Thursday night. How are things going?
Things are going really well. Tonight is our first dress rehearsal, and we're really excited to see all of the elements come together because there are a lot. The singers, the orchestra, all of the choreography sequences, and of course the beautiful projections. So tonight is the first night that we're going to do a full run with all of those elements together.
Okay. And tell me about the rehearsal that you just came from. What were you working on?
I think it was just reviewing, since this will be the first time that we're doing it all in one run, kind of reviewing the sequences, which order they go in, how much time do you have in between each one, just kind of a mental walkthrough to make sure everyone's just ready to really go for it tonight.
Yeah. Genevieve, how did you get introduced to this project?
Well, Dave Hunsaker, the director, emailed me back in, I believe, late January or early February about the potential of collaborating on this project. And I knew that I was excited about it immediately because I've always wanted to come back to my hometown with my company in LA and be able to meld those two worlds together. And it was such a fantastic opportunity also in that it has to do with the history of our city. So I jumped at the opportunity, and then there was a very long process with a lot of meetings and figuring out how the heck we were going to accomplish this logistically with us being in different cities.
So you're originally from Juneau?
I am.
Okay, and now you're the director of the L.A. Contemporary Dance Theater, is that right?
L.A. Contemporary Dance Company,
oh,
yes.
Thank you. Okay. This is such a big project. I'm trying to think, can maybe both of you work together to describe some of the dance styles that you'll be using in this opera?
Well, it's Genevieve's movement, which it's been quite, at least for me as a dancer, and being located in Juneau, I rarely get the opportunity to be a student. And this has been such a great experience getting exposed to Genevieve's movement because it's contemporary dance, but it comes from, you know, as a dancer, you're so used to technique and different styles that are so technical. And her process is from a much deeper place. So you're trying to find ways to feel the movement and feel yourself engaging with the movement in such a way that is very abstract, and it communicates the vision that she wants. And it's so interesting because it's not just about like an arm being in the right place or you're being on the right part of the stage. It's actually the where the movement is coming from that changes how it looks. So it's been quite the experience.
Genevieve, as you designed these movements, can you give us an example of one of the things that a piece is trying to communicate within the opera, a character or a sequence, something like that?
Sure. There's a sequence that took us a while to develop where the dancer playing the Princess Sophia is basically, this is when she's being shipwrecked. And she is personifying this ship, but she's wearing a corset and a beautiful dress, while the dancers who are manipulating her are emulating the sea and the elements that are taking her down. And we have this corset that was built to be manipulated and turn into basically a large set piece that she wears and that the dancers can push and pull her with. So that was a really fun sequence to figure out, fun and mathematical and frustrating all at the same time. we're interacting with the set a lot, actually, in a lot of the sequences. So that's been a great challenge and also, of course, very fun and new for us and also very physical.
Yes.
And do you two get to participate in the opera itself, or will you be on the sidelines directing? And
Haley does.
Yeah. I'm dancing. Yes.
So I have some pictures here. And listeners, if you go to KTOO.org/JunoAfternoon, you can see some of the images that Genevieve was just referring to, and some pictures of Haley. And it looks, Haley, is this you with like a harness on and things tied to you?
And that's not me. That's actually okay. Tess that okay. has the, yeah, that's who's playing the Princess Sophia.
Wow.
So she has the harness on and then the silks that come off of her. Mm-hmm.
And what's happening to her? This is a still image for me. Sorry, can you see that?
Oh, yes. So, yes, this is what I'm talking about. It's very physical. She is basically being dragged and pulled from her harness. There are these long silks that are attached to it that the other dancers are controlling, and they're actually stretching these silks over the stretch of the orchestra pit. We have safety railings on either side of the pit because it's an 8-foot drop, but we're also using those safety railings as a set piece that we interact with. So that's what's happening in that photo.
And Haley, I think we have one here of you. Let's see. If I go to this one, is that you there?
In rehearsal. Yes, that is me. That is when I was able to go down over the summer and work with LACDC and learn the movements that I would be bringing back to Juno to help train the local dancers that are involved. And that was during rehearsal.
And mm-hmm. So you say you do get to dance in
yes.
the opera. What characters do you get to play? Or
yeah. yeah, I'm one of the elements. So I'm the sea. I'm embodying the elements that are sometimes cradling the Princess Sophia and other times being very harassing.
As you're playing that part, I guess, or dancing that part, what are things you're embodying or thinking about?
I think a lot of it is energy, the character itself. It's not necessarily personified entirely. There's something about the sea is always calm or aggressive or churning, so it's trying to embody those different things as a character. But then at the same time, also energy, intention, breath, being really present and focused on Tess and what's going on with the Princess Sophia as she's moving.
That is the voice of Haley Duran. We're also in the studio with Genevieve Carson. We're talking about the world premiere Princess Sophia opera opening this Thursday. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with these two choreographers and dancers.
Ever, my darling, my lover, Mrs. Harper, my one, and the north wind starting. Hold tightly, my darling, hold Princess Sophia and her lost on a reef in the night. And if the captain seems sure he'll be able to float her off free with the tide.
You're listening to Juno Afternoon here on Monday, October 22nd, 2018. Scott Burton, your host, and here in the studio with me on Juno Afternoon is Genevieve Carson. She's the choreographer for the Princess Sophia Opera, and Haley Duran, assistant to the choreographer, and she's also dancing in the opera that is coming up, opening this Thursday. Can you two outline your crew? Who is in this dance, this opera?
Well, there are five dancers from LA Contemporary Dance Company who are dancing in this. And then we have Haley as well as three other dancers from Juno.
Okay. And then just really quick, we'll be speaking with the other artists throughout the week. Outline for our listeners who may not know about this, just the scope of this collaboration, Haley. Who else? You don't need to name everybody,
yeah.
But like, who else is involved?
There's so many collaborations, and I was actually in one of our production meetings. I was trying to think of anything I've worked on that's amounted to kind of a similar volume. Like, you have Dan Fruits, who's done these amazing original artworks for the project that are projected throughout the entire opera, and then you have you know, of course, Dave Hunziker and Emerson, who created, I mean, the music is just, I haven't heard a hot opera quite like it. And then Genevieve and just all these really amazing artists coming together in one project is pretty spectacular. It's been really eye-opening to just experience it. As an artist myself.
And with that many people, I can't imagine you've all been in the room barely at once until maybe this week?
Tonight.
Not even yet. Yeah,
no,
tonight will be the first time that we've all been together.
Yeah.
And I think what's really amazing about this project is that the collaborative aspect of it is so ambitious in such a really beautiful way, mm-hmm. but it also does feel a bit frightening in a way. I think collaboration is always like that, that you're always teetering on this lovely line of fear and excitement. And that's where we're at for this entire process, especially with the fact that we are all in different cities and we've been creating our different elements in different cities and communicating via email. And, you know, we had a time where Dave and Todd and Haley came to LA to watch the rehearsal process, but we created the bulk of the dance material in LA in August. Then we had a giant break, and now we're back incorporating the Juno dancers. So it's just been this really immense timeline with so many elements coming together.
Yeah.
Staying with you, Genevieve, here for just a second. What was the most most challenging character or sequence for you in developing this dance? I mean, thinking about developing a ship as a dancer, that's one thing. And then there's these weather elements. I don't know. I wouldn't know where to begin.
Yeah, I think what has been a really lovely challenge for me in this process is figuring out how to embody the sea with the elemental dancers and how they interact with the ship. And because the sea, as Haley was speaking about earlier, has so many different versions of itself. Sometimes it's calm and forgiving and beautiful, and sometimes, for example, with the Princess Sophia, it's tormenting. So creating monstrous creatures out of these elemental dancers, but also sequences that feel really soft and lovely and forgiving. So there are also elements of these things have feelings and empathy and anger, although they are representing something that is non-human.
Haley, what's been the most challenging part for you to interpret, or some of the most challenging moves for you?
Oh, man. I think it kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier. The movements themselves is just where they come from and the energy. And then also it's been wonderful working with the LA Contemporary Dance Company dancers, because they express themselves at such a level. And to be exposed to that level, I think all of the Juno dancers feel that when they're in rehearsal, we just all feel really elevated, like we have to just really dig deep to really express ourselves in our embodiment of these movements. And so I think that it's been a good challenge. It's just being in the room with a lot of powerhouse dancers has just made us all really push ourselves.
Has it been emotionally challenging working with basically a tragedy, you know, where 350 people passed, and thinking about that as you go forward with your art?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It was challenging. Also, I felt a little silly that I didn't know much about this tragedy, so I ended up doing my own research and reading books. And the fact that it happened right outside where I grew up, right outside of my back door, is, you know, it really hits home. And I think that's something that everyone involved feels really, really honored to be a part of, this commemoration of this historical event, this tragedy that happened so close to us.
Mm-hmm. And it sounded challenging for you too, Haley?
Yeah, and I mean, there were a lot of teary rehearsals, even just watching the work being produced and what that was generating and how you would just associate what was being expressed and what that was actually tied to. We had many rehearsals where it was just heartbreaking and sad to watch, and you're just feeling so moved. And it's because of what it's representing.
Thinking of that, I've asked other artists involved with this opera sort of what this is. You know, is it a way to process this tragedy? Are we commemorating? Are we honoring? What is it for you, Genevieve?
I really feel like it's a commemoration and an acknowledgement of the tragedy. To put it into such an epic collaboration of so many different art forms is a really beautiful way to honor the victims and also just acknowledge that it occurred, because I don't know how acknowledged it's been in history.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, growing up here, you didn't even know. I didn't know much about it myself. Haley, how about you? What is this for you?
I would echo Genevieve's sentiments. And also, you know, I think it's written into the opera itself. You know, they really want to give voice and really remember those that did perish. Every name is named throughout the entire opera. So, you know, they're Dave and Emerson both were very conscientious about these passengers and who they were. Every person that's in the chorus of the opera, they actually have a character that was on the ship. So they're associating themselves, even if they're not necessarily, you know, that character, but they everyone has a name, and it's just really important that that comes through with the project. So, yeah.
I've asked you a lot of questions about the challenges with this, but on the flip side, what has been the most fulfilling part of this project for you, Genevieve?
For me, being able to come back to Juno and collaborate with other Alaskan artists has been something I've always dreamt of doing, and I haven't had the opportunity until now. And to be able to do it in such a way for such a special project is really incredible. And to be able to share history of my hometown and have, you know, my LA dancers in my hometown is really special.
How about you, Haley?
Yeah, this it's been just a really – I kept saying when I was in LA, this is magical, this is magical, and I kept repeating myself. But and I think I feel that with all of the projects that I work on in town, you know, I love Juno because it does support the arts so fully, and every musical that I'm involved in has been rewarding. And this to me personally has been very rewarding, and it's because I get to work – I was given the opportunity to work with the LA Contemporary Dance Company and really push and develop my own artistry. And that has been really, really special.
All right. Can you two help me with the details of how to get tickets and how to come see you this Thursday night?
This Thursday night, see, opening
Tuesday
night.
Tuesday was three more days.
Yeah. So OrpheusProject.org has the tickets available online for purchase, and then all the usual places you can get tickets. There's also pay-as-you-can available at the door.
All right. That website once more?
OrpheusProject.org.
Got it. And so it opens Thursday night. What time?
It opens – the show is at 8 p.m., and I believe doors open at 7.
And then do you take Friday night off? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you're back Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And a matinee on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. That's the voice of Haley Duran. She's assistant to Genevieve Carson, the choreographer for The Princess Sophia – world premiere opera opening this Thursday here in Juneau, Alaska. It's been great having you both on the show. We look forward to Thursday. Is there anything we're missing? Anything that you'd like to add?
No, just thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.